are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this is why I love my job. This is exactly why I love my job, right? Okay, we have the State of the Union address that I probably should, you know, comment on. We have the State of the Union address, right? We had the Dormer showdown yesterday. Very, very frightening. Officers shot, fire breaking out, charred body. Still, LAPD has not disclosed that DNA analysis confirms it's him. But we got all these stories. And me, being a medical show, in addition to everything else that I like to talk about, I get to bring you this headline, all right? This is why I love my job. Apparently, and many of you guys don't realize this, but sea slugs, right, the Chromodorus reticulata, have a disposable penis that drops off after sex, and then they just grow another one. You see, I'm the only one that gets to talk about these stories. Everybody else has to talk about Dorner and State of the Union and immigration reform and taxes and the economy and the Dow Jones Industrial showing a drop below 14,000, but I get to talk about disposable penises. I don't know how much longer I'm going to have this job, but apparently when you're the only one doing something that nobody else does, can do, or even want to do, you kind of got some job security. So thank heavens for a headline like this. Okay, so I guess this is the first known instance of any creature God made that has a disposable penis. And it was discovered by researchers who were sitting there doing nothing but studying the mating habits of sea slugs. I guess the mating habits of sea slugs is a very high priority with research. Researchers in Japan were astonished, they say, when they realized a group of sea slugs called Chromodorus reticulata. You would think the genus and species name would be fall off a penis, grow another, but it doesn't. It's Chromodorus reticulata. Would actually lose their penises after sex, but then grow another one a few hours later. No, they didn't contract gonorrhea. No, I know Eddie Murphy in Beverly Hills Cop was making jokes that a herpes simplex 10 would cause the male appendage to self-amputate. But no, right now, we don't have any living known pathogen that would cause somebody's penis to fall off after sex. So why does this happen with sea slugs? And you want to know what the real kicker is? Most of us didn't even know sea slugs even have a penis, right? I didn't. Did you? This is all news to me. I mean, I dissected practically every animal going through high school and college and medical school. You would think I would know something about phalluses on sea slugs, but I guess we don't. Now, they say the creatures are known as nudibranchs, and they're hermaphrodites. So they have male and female organs, which enable them to perform the male role of donating sperm and the female role of receiving sperm at the same time. You notice in animals, they call it donating, right? Because they don't file taxes and don't need to write off deductions. Yet when men and women have sex, it's not considered a donation. You guys get that? Yeah, but when sea slugs have sex, the sperm transfer is considered a donation. Also, I don't think a lot of women would allow it in the human species. You donated what? You could take that donation and, you know, I mean, don't do me any favors. Donate. But in the animal species, because again, the male species of many animal species, boy, this is tough with the lisp, I'm so sorry, do appear to be the more gracious giving, believe it or not, of the animals. So for a male animal, or sea slug, or nudibranch, or whatever the hell it's called, to give reproductive sperm, it's considered a donation in the animal species because animals are really doing an act of Congress helping the female species out because the females want to have babies in most animal species. Okay, true dolphins may be a little different, but we'll talk about that when we decide to branch out and do a veterinarian show. I'm not going to start talking about veterinary medicine unless I make more money. Next, they say the revelation that their penises fell off and then regrew was a surprise to these researchers. The team that gets credit is from Osaka City University and Tokyo's Nihon University when they went diving to collect the sea slugs from shallow coral reefs and realized they needed an extra bag. They placed the slugs together in, water in pairs, and then they just sat there and watched them having sex, giving them absolutely no privacy and probably upsetting PETA in the process. Scientists noticed that those who had recently mated couldn't have sex again for 24 hours. Now, this is very similar to us humans, where we have a refractory period. You guys notice after sex, sometimes you just really can't do much, you know, for the next day or two. Now, you're not in a wheelchair, but I mean, you can't have sex again sometimes because of a refractory period. Well, we have evolved where we still get to keep our appendage, but I guess with slugs, they just lose it. They saw that after having sex, the sea slugs detach themselves from their partner. And that I don't know if they did a high five. I don't know if they even said thank you. I don't know. There was no microphone at the process. But basically, the creatures detached themselves from their partner after the sex was done, crawled away, and the penises were dragging along behind them. Around 20 minutes later, the penis would fall off. I don't know if it was lack of blood flow. I'm not sure. Examining the creature's anatomy revealed a tightly coiled spiral inside the slug's body that would be missing in creatures who didn't have sex. I guess like a corkscrew. I gotta tell you, this is fascinating. This is just so fascinating. I didn't think I would really care about this. Why the creatures have such equipment is not yet known for sure. Well, don't keep us, you know, sitting here in suspense. Although the discovery that the discarded penises had backwards facing spines on them suggested to experts that perhaps they were there to remove rival sperm left after the partner's previous matings. So what they're telling us are these female slugs are what we would call in medical term hoochie mamas. And if these hoochie mamas had sex with multiple male slugs, you have to compete to make sure your sperm has the most successful donation. Get that? All right, let's please move on to another topic. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-3600. 2237 extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237 extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237 extension 108.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neoferra. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neoferra.com, spelled Neoferra.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neoferra.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Hope you all are getting over the ruck and pneumonia and the boogie-woogie flu. Not really sure what's out there as a treatment, but I'm sure researchers will find it after they're done observing sea slugs and their sexual habits. Wouldn't it be nice for somebody to come up with the rock and pneumonia boogie woogie flu treatment? This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Although, honestly, if you have the rock and pneumonia and the boogie woogie flu, do you even want to be treated? You know, that kind of sounds cool. Sometimes I think some of us actually have medical issues that we may not want to treat. Right? You know, like, I'll have people that'll come in that will have a little ADD and a little obsessive compulsive, just a little, just a touch, little baby touch. And they want to take a medication for it. And I ask them, why do you want to be medicated for ADD or obsessive compulsive? And they go, well, because I have it. And I go, but is it bothering you? Well, no. Then why do you want to take a medication for it? Now, I don't have attention deficit, but I am a little hyper. No, really, Dr. Dahlia, I I know. I knew that would come as a shock to you all, but I do at times get a little hyper. I do. I know. Shock, right? And for me, my having that little touch of hyperness, I think, got me through medical school. I think it got me through working 2 to 3 jobs while going to college, trying to support myself, trying to help my brother through school. All right, I think my being a little hyper is allowing me to do a full-time radio job as well as run my practice full-time and do TV work, etc. If I didn't have that hyperactivity or that fire under my butt, I probably couldn't do one-tenth the things that I do. So don't be trying to treat me for being hyper. Don't. You know, you notice that. You know, sometimes God gives us gifts. And, or for those of you that may not believe in God, nature gives us gifts. And it doesn't always mean something's wrong. Now, when people come in and go, well, you know, when do you get treated? And I go, when your quote-unquote gift, or when your gift may not appear to be a gift and may appear to be a curse. For example, if you're a physician or a nurse and you have a little OCD, you want to make sure everything is clean, everything was sterilized, everything is logged, everything is perfect, everything is stored, everything is stocked, no expired medications. That's exactly what we want you to be. That is exactly the employee we need in the medical field, hands down. No low line there. All right. But if it goes into your home life, where your kids always have to have a clean shirt. Oh, you got a spot on the shirt. Take the shirt off. Yeah, but mom, we're in the middle of a mall. Take the shirt off. You got a spot. When it starts to invade your personal life and your family life, and it starts to make other people upset, and you start to get sick with it, where you keep driving home 4 or 5 times a day to check that the stove is off, etc., then if that's the case, then we go, okay, then now that it's infringing on your day-to-day lifestyle, yeah, we may want to jump in and do something. But for the most part, many of you that do have a little of this and a little of that, that's who you are. And it doesn't mean you always need to be treated. Now, we have people in the bipolar range. They may have true bipolar or they may not. And you have people that I like to call people who are able to taste the higher octaves, okay, versus somebody who just kind of circles the equator. All right, we've talked about this on the show, where you'll have some people that they will be able to pick up on other people's feelings. They'll be more sensitive. They'll know exactly what to say and what to do to make that person feel better. But then on the other hand, when there's a gift, there's sometimes a curse. Their curses, they feel too much. And they may be overly sensitive to people's feelings to the point where they're just, you know, they get depressed more often because they pick up on other people's feelings, which is why, you know, sometimes those of us that go into medicine, you want the type of person that can taste and deal with the higher and lower octaves. But then on the other hand, they need to be tough. They need to be tough. You know, so sometimes you'll have gifts and then you won't. When I worked at the EPA, there was somebody that worked with me in the lab, and he was a circle the equator type of guy. You know, never really got happy about anything, never really got mad, just nothing. Same old, right? So it was his birthday. And I'm like, dude, it's your birthday, yay! We're going to go out after work, it's your birthday, yeah! And it's a birthday. I go, dude, it's your birthday! No big thing. You know, and maybe these people are happier, the circle the equator type of people. Maybe. You know, but, you know, don't always think that just because you have something, it needs to be treated. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, which then brings up the next question. Do you think doctors, do you think nurses, do you think we as a people are over-treating? Do you think we are doing too much? And because we're doing too much, we could be making things worse. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't think there should be medical radio shows. No, that's not a lot. That answer's not going to be entertained. No. We're just talking about doctors in the medical office, okay? We're not talking about radio shows. I think radio shows, especially that discuss medical issues, have a vital vital need in our society. That's something that we definitely need to have. But you know, do we do too much? For example, antimicrobials and these antibacterial wipes. Are we doing too much? You know, think about it. Okay, now we're wiping down everything. Okay, we're wiping down our television sets. We're wiping down our remotes. We're wiping down our cell phones. Now, the reason why we're doing that is because every now and then, a very beautiful, fascinating, blue-eyed, blonde, 5'6", 120-pound doctor whose measurements are 36, 24, 22, right, will get on the radio and talk to you about how our cell phones carry millions of bacteria, our keyboards carry bacteria, etc. So we all clean it off because we don't want to get pathogens, we don't want to get sick. But then as we use all these antimicrobials, remember, nature always turns around and bites us. We can never beat nature. Never. We can never beat nature. All right, so the nature turns around and bites us with these superbugs. So you end up having these bugs that after you wipe down with your antimicrobial, the bugs that don't die off, then they kind of wake up and go, wait a second, whew, if they were strong enough to beat out the antimicrobial, now they're going to make progeny that's super strong. And what do we call them? Super bugs. Yeah, we call them super bugs. So, you know, sometimes we just wonder, when do we do too much? Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Ingrid calling from Arizona. Hey, Ingrid, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you today?
Good. Ingrid, what city are you from? I grew up in Arizona.
Up in the White Mountains, over by Pine Top and Shiloh. It's a little town called Snowflake.
Oh, I know Snowflake, Arizona. Beautiful. Well done. Well done. So what's going on?
Well, I just wanted to tell you that I do think that doctors, they do too much without really even knowing the person. And I know that they can't spend hours and hours speaking to you. They're very busy. But I just had a little minor heart attack.
Oh, no.
And they immediately wanted to keep me in the hospital and put a pacemaker in and all this. And I just told them that you guys can't have me this evening, not this night, and I'll check back with you later. I came home, became a vegan, started eating vegetables, cleaning myself out, studying every single thing I could, and I feel great. I've dropped 30 pounds in probably a month and a half, and I can feel my body. I feel wonderful, but instead of a doctor saying, hey, you know, like, when's the last time you've had a bowel movement or some kind of homeopathic thing, it's all about, they wanted to cut me open and do something that evening, and I left.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, Ingrid, okay, you know, mind you, and congratulations for losing all that weight and changing your diet, but, you know, mind you, we're not talking about an ingrown toenail. We're talking about a heart attack. I mean, was it a real, honest-to-God heart attack? Because you got to, there's probably not going to be any doctor or mid-level out there who would let you go without trying to unclog that artery. That's some scary stuff. I mean, thank God you lived through it. I mean, have they rechecked your arteries to see if you were still clogged and a potential, victim of getting a heart attack again?
Well, actually, no, because I left the hospital. But let me tell you what I've also done. I have studied the raw food and homeopathic and every berry and every seed and every food I can that would actually take care of that for me, too. And I can tell a difference because I literally, by the time I left there and went home, my daughters were pretty upset that I just kind of left. But
yeah, I'm sure the doctor was too. But you know, you do have a right to refuse treatment. You know, I mean, you do. And you brought up some good points. Ingrid, it looks like we're coming up on a hard break, so I got to let you go. And by the way, if you are into all those seeds and vegetables, I'm sure your bowel movements would be good, too. Which is, yeah, you know. But I want to talk more about this. Don't go away, guys, and let's hear from you. Do doctors do too much? 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of 6 or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Love. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Hope you're loving it. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Don't forget you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia for any up-to-date medical updates or news updates. I talk about everything, as well as Facebook. Please definitely check us out on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. So it looks like my sister Ingrid from Arizona Arizona had said, you know, when she went into the hospital, she had a heart attack. The doctors wanted to open her up. My guess is to probably put in a stent or maybe even look at a possible bypass. And she left and ended up changing her life around. And this is a success story that many of us love to hear. Us doctors get a little bit uneasy because, remember, we're liable. Okay, and so when somebody comes in for a heart attack, we're going to be, you know, I mean, we're going to do full court press because we've seen people die from heart disease. And so one issue, which I'm sure you guys could have already predicted I was going to bring up, is one of the reasons why doctors do jump to treat and possibly, quote unquote, throw medicines at you is because if they didn't, they could lose their license. Not only be sued, but lose their license. Because, you know, in medicine, we really aren't supposed to lose patients. You know, we're supposed to keep you all alive. But I can't tell you how many people have a story similar to Ingrid's, where they say, look, I went against doctor advice, and I got better. And that always spooks us all out. You know, because we're trained when we're little, you listen to the doctor. You listen to your mommy, you listen to your daddy, you listen to the doctor. And then to actually hear of cases where people didn't follow doctor's advice and they came out okay. You know, it starts to make you wonder, and then it starts to make you second guess, well, should we listen to the doctor to begin with? So here's another question posed to you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Did you ever go against the doctor's advice and were right? Now, it happened to me, and one of my kids had cut his finger in a doorway, not the door with the handle, but where the hinge was. So he severed most of his finger. On the way to the ER, I decided to do a digital block, etc. So we take him to the ER, and the ER, you know, reattached the finger, but we had to take him to a hand specialist. Well, the hand specialist was somebody I had trained under, and so I went to him. So he barely looks at the finger, doesn't even touch the finger, and says, it's fine, we'll see in a couple weeks. I go, it's fine. So I'm looking at this sucker, and to me it's looking infected. So I take it to a pediatrician. The pediatrician doesn't know what to do, changes the antibiotic. I go, to hell with this, I'm going to go and find another orthopedist. Well, the orthopedist takes a look and says, not only is this infected, but he could possibly be losing the bone. We're going to take him into surgery now. And so, yes, I trust doctors. I do. But that's why I always recommend that second opinion. If you don't think something's right, get that second opinion. I think it's happened to all of us where we're like, something's just not right. I don't really dig what he's fishing me right now, you know, dishing me, I should say. And so I use a lot of D words because my name is Dahlia. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, looks like another Arizona brethren. We got Steve on the line. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Perfect. What's going on?
Well, you know, I just got custody of my two teenage sons. I'm looking for health care. I'm confused about it, and I wonder if you can point me in the right direction because I definitely don't want to do the Obama thing.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. What's confusing you about your options?
Well, there's so many out there. You know, I got my job, but they offer something, but it doesn't seem, I mean, I've been told by everybody it's no good, you know, obviously, and what I looked at, I don't like. I've got a couple of things that I'm kind of confused about paying. You know, I've been told I'm at to pay for a family of four, up to between $400, $500 a month just for medical health care.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
It's, yeah, I mean, it can be. Of course, it depends on how much your employer is going to pay towards it. It also depends on, you know, deductibles. You know, it's very interesting. I mean, I'm a doctor for crying out loud. And after I graduated medical school and I was in residency, we were given a choice between an HMO and a PPO. And the HMO was cheaper. And as I'm filling out my papers, the older residents came up to me going, oh, God, no, you don't want that one. And I'm like, well, why not? It's cheaper. And they go, well, because you'll only get to go to this one hospital. You won't get to use the doctor you're seeing. You know, and they went into all the detail, and I was like, whoa. And so you're absolutely right, Steve. I mean, who guides you through this? Now, one thing that I do, even to this day, even though I'm a physician, is I use, like up in Nevada, I use NevadaBenefits.com. These guys know every in and out, whether it's Blue Cross, Blue Shield, United, Aetna, and they break it down for you, because a lot of us don't like to read the small font, and there's never any pictures, if you notice. You know, all it is all this mumbo jumbo. And for me, when I look at something, I go, okay, do I want a high deductible? Am I not going to go to the doctor? So do I just want something for major medical? Or do I have a lot going on where I would spend more on that deductible than I would on premium? So for example, if you have a $10,000 deductible at a $400 a month insurance versus a $1,000 deductible for a $600 a month insurance, you may want to pay the $600 because that extra $200 is going to save you thousands of dollars in deductible. You see what I mean? So I would probably sit down with one of these insurance benefit people who, and what they do is they look at your medical history, your son's medical history, his wife, etc., and then they give you a sheet of how much each insurance is going to cost so you could price shop, take a look at what you're paying per prescription. That's another thing. If you have 10 prescriptions a month and you have to pay an extra $10 more, you want to weigh that against what you're paying for your premiums. Make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense. So what about co-pays?
Right. Well, it depends. If you go to the doctor, if your wife only goes to the doctor once a year for a pap smear, then I wouldn't pay higher premiums just to get a smaller copay. If the copay is the difference between $10, it's not worth the extra premiums. But if you have a son who has asthma, or if you, God forbid, let's say you're diabetic, or one of you, you know, ends up getting evaluated for cancer, and then you have, you have copays every time you go to the radiation oncologist, or you have a back injury, and every time you go to the chiropractor or physical therapist, you need to just add that up. It's simple math. The problem with insurance is you don't know what you're going to need. So they want you to buy insurance when you're healthy and then hopefully buy the wrong one. That's the way it's designed.
Tell me something else. So for a family of four, you're really looking to pay between $400 and $500 a month realistically. Is that correct?
You know what? I can't say that because I don't know what it's like in Arizona. In Nevada, I've seen people pay $1,000. For me and my two boys, I think we're at $700 a month. And it has nothing to do with my STD history. I'm a healthy woman. It's just we're paying $700 a month for a family of four. But then again, remember, I live in Nevada. So my suggestion is go to one of these insurance agencies that will look at all the insurance companies for you, and will give you that cross section Excel spreadsheet type of thing, and then you could take a look and you could price shop. But if you guys are healthy, I would probably go for a higher deductible, lower premium. You might as well save the money. You see? But if you're like, oh, no, you know what? My wife's been having a lot of gynecological issues. I, you know, need my cholesterol checked frequently. Then you want to bring that up and have your insurance agent guide you a little bit. Okay?
Right.
All right. Well, hope that helps. And by the way, email me at drdahlia.com. I'd love to know what you do find out, because we get a lot of callers from Arizona. And the more I can educate myself on what's going on in each state, the better. So whatever you do find, please share it with me. Okay?
Okay, by the way, you grew up in Arizona, is that correct?
Yeah, Phoenix.
Oh, Phoenix. Oh, okay. All right, then. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, all right. Go Sun Devils and Cardinals. All right, guys, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The reason why we started the subject on do doctors do too much, do we do too much in medicine, trust, etc., is because a study came out today saying that we may need to do shorter treatments for prostate cancer. Huh. Ironic with Obamacare unfolding. They say men with high-risk prostate cancer treated with only 18 months of therapy live just as long as with 36 months. Again, are we doing too much? Or is this government trying to save some money? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Valentine's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen gorgeous red roses, plus a free glass vase, a free teddy bear, and a free box of chocolates for just $39.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 9696. But hurry, Valentine's Day is this Thursday, and this incredible deal expires Wednesday. Most roses will be sold out by Valentine's Day, so order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings and guarantee Valentine's delivery. One dozen stunning red roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase, free teddy bear, and free chocolates, all for only $39.99. But hurry, because it could be nearly impossible to find roses on Valentine's Day. And this incredible last-minute deal expires Wednesday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 9696. That's secret code 9696.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
All right.
right, guys. All right. No, no dancing. We got a lot to talk about. Yeah, yeah. You could dance later. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Yes, the Dr. Dahlia cruise is still booking. We are going to be going to Alaska. All right, this summer. All right, no, we aren't expecting it to get stinky. We aren't expecting any engine failures. Boy, that's got to be rough on those Carnival cruise passengers. I hear sewage seepage is coming from the roof down to other rooms. It's horrible. But I'm bringing a bunch of antimicrobial wipes and a mop on our cruise trip. So please check that out at drdahlia.com. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I, we got Bill calling from Louisiana. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Hello, Dr. Dahlia. I'm one of your truck drivers. I'll always toot my horn for you.
I love you, Bill. That's awesome.
Thank you. I used to have a saltwater aquarium, and I had a nudibranch for a pet. Now, the thing was about an inch and a half long. It was a beautiful color of purple, and it had a white ring around its body. Awesome pet. I had no idea it had a disposable penis.
Wow. Yeah. Well, like I said, yeah. Most people don't, because apparently these researchers in Japan had nothing better to do than to watch the sea slugs have sex. I mean, you're a trucker. You don't get a lot of spare time. But that's what I hear. These nudibranches, they're pretty beautiful. Wow. Saltwater tank. We had a saltwater tank. It was so hard to keep up.
Yeah, they are. They are. And there's one more thing, Doc. You said something about it's hard for humans to have or males to have sex after 24 hours. But one time I was homesick from work. I mean, I had a really bad cold. And me and my wife had sex 13 times in 24 hours.
What? 13 times?
Well, it happened. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And
wait a second. Wait a second. You had a cold and did you kiss her?
We both had a cold.
Oh, okay. Then that makes it okay. Okay, I was going to say, I mean, she's healthy. You know, you don't want to give her a cold. You know what, though, Bill? I think that's wonderful. Maybe it's because you were able to save it up. 13 times. God bless you. That's awesome. All right, Bill, keep trucking for me, okay?
All right, sweetheart. Thank you. Love your show.
Thank you. All right. Oh, that's awesome. Wow, 13 times. Yeah, I had a gentleman come in asking for Viagra. I told you guys about this, where he had sex with his wife every morning, but he wanted to have sex with his girlfriend at night. And his refractory period would not allow him to get an erection. And so he needed Viagra to help. Well, you know, when he told me what he needed the Viagra for, he said he's fine having sex with his wife. He's just having a problem every night with his girlfriend. I called him, you know, every name in the book. I know doctors aren't supposed to be judgmental, but I talk straight with my patients. And, you know, basically I verbally smacked him upside his head, and I told him, I'm only giving you the Viagra for your wife, and that's ridiculous. For some people, they can't. Well, you know, this starts to go into the subject of multiple orgasms, which I don't really know I want to get into, because we started talking about sea slugs. We actually started talking about the State of the Union, if you remember correctly, which we never got to. Okay, I don't know how we went from State of the Union, okay, to multiple orgasms. But just really quickly, you do have some people whose refractory period does not kick in, let's say, until after a certain amount of sexual intercourses. We talked about the sexual cycle that happens, right? I don't exactly know the medical terms for it, but you get the excitement, and then you have the increase, and then you have the climax, and then you have resolution type of thing. Just like an old Shakespearean story, right? Remember we had to break down the story. You had the preface, you had the beginning. If you notice, whenever we talk about sexual cycles, they really don't talk much about foreplay. Yeah, foreplay didn't come out till later. Yeah, you think back in caveman days, they would have figured out that foreplay needed to be important enough to be in the sexual cycle. But now, anyway, very similar to any novel or Shakespearean play. Who's texting me? What Shakespearean play? I don't know what Shakespearean. Macbeth. Okay, wasn't there a climax in Macbeth? Right, the whole one fell swoop and people died. Wasn't there a climax? Well, anyway, there's a climax. Okay, should we move on? Did we touch the subject enough? multiple orgasms can happen to people. They could have sex, like Bill, 12 times. Maybe it's if you're a trucker. Maybe there's got to be something being in a truck and the diesel and having the big wheel. And, you know, maybe there's something very sexually enticing about being a truck driver in a cab and being able to see all the signs and, you know, following somebody's tail. Maybe there's something, I don't know, I'm not a trucker, but I could see how the field could be pretty sexy. I could get that. So good. I hope his wife and he both got over the cold. Yeah, I had a caller call in. This was Christmas. I did a show Christmas Day back in, I think, 2010, and a caller had the flu, and he wanted to have sex with his girlfriend because he was coming into town, and asked what should he do so he could have sex with her and not give her the flu. And I go, so you're not going to kiss her, obviously. He's like, oh, no, I usually don't. I was like, what? What? So I told him he could wear a surgical mask, but I really needed to get the girlfriend on the phone and also verbally smack her upside the head. That's ridiculous. Hey, really, there needs to be some kissing. I mean, I get it if you don't talk. I get it if you aren't having a conversation during sex. I get that. Because a lot of times conversations lead to other subjects. Like with my husband and I, if we ever talked about anything, it would always come back to his mother for some reason. You know that game Three Steps to Kevin Bacon, right? Any movie you bring up, you could connect back to Kevin Bacon depending on other stars in the movie. Like, for example, Footloose. Well, no, Footloose had Kevin Bacon in it. Let's say Top Gun. Well, Top Gun had Tom Cruise in it. Tom Cruise was in A Few Good Men. Kevin Bacon was in A Few Good Men, right? Well, with me and my husband, any conversation after three subjects, it comes back to his mother. So at that point, we'd never have sex. So we kind of have a no-talking rule. But that's kind of private. Don't tell anybody. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. So, you know, see what you guys did? I was talking so much that I lost the article. So now we're looking at prostate cancer. And do we really need to cut treatment by a half? Apparently, Dr. Bruce J. Roth, prostate cancer specialist at Washington University in St. Louis, I'm not sure if he's single, ladies, not sure, right, says this could well change the standard of care. 3 years of hormonal therapy was almost picked randomly. There's nothing magical about that duration. And apparently at the conference for the genitourinary cancer symposium, I know I should have told you guys how to sign up for that. I'm sorry. I missed it too. You think I like to miss a genitourinary cancer symposium? Trust me, I'm first in line for that one, but we missed it. Oh, actually, no. It takes place tomorrow in Orlando, Florida. You guys could still go. It takes place tomorrow, the genitourinary cancer symposium. I have no idea if they serve lunch, cold cuts. Not sure. Anyway, we use hormonal therapy because it's kind of like chemical castration. It blocks the body's production of testosterone. Testosterone fuels prostate cancer growth. So I guess we've been doing 36 months of therapy. And they're saying, I think it's too much. We could maybe get away with 18 months, which really helps men out because you get hot flashes, you lose sex drive, fatigue, bones and muscles. Men want their testosterone. You think women need their testosterone. Men really do. Now, I know some of you women are like, well, wait a second. I'm on breast cancer hormone therapy. I'm having my estrogen blocked. When do we get to that? Now that they're saying 5 years, even go further than that. So we women have to still be all kind of dried up and shrivelly with our breast cancer treatment. But honestly, if they could cut back with men, all right, they say, look, looking at a follow-up of 6.5 years, 77% of the men who received 36 months of therapy were still alive, as were 76.2% of men treated for 18 months. So while slightly more men receiving the longer treatment were alive at 5 years, the difference was not statistically significant. And keep in mind, Obamacare wants to save money. So if they could save 18 months on your prostate cancer treatment, they're going to take this study and run with it. My suggestion, just don't go by a study. Talk to your doctor. Because if he thinks you need a little bit more therapy, get it. All right, don't go away. Another hour, a couple hours coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.